The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Fan's Money for Deals Guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Headline: Supreme Court reverses Oregon's decision to punish bakers. We got that story coming up for you this hour. We're going to talk with Matt Staber about it. Also, Harvard study reveals religious upbringing better for kids' health and well-being. That's a piece from actually about a year ago from the Daily Signal, but perhaps more relevant than ever. And then there's this matter of saving the lives of children with American Leprosy Missions. That's on our agenda today as well. And welcome to this edition of The Don Crow Show. Always great to have you with us. I often say it, no fun when you're not here. Be no reason for Julie nor I to be here unless you were out there. So welcome aboard. We are glad you're with us and tracking some of these stories. These are momentous times, aren't they? They really are. I know every generation feels that, but these are interesting days. Church under affliction is never before, but not coincidentally. All the evidence indicates the church, where it's under the worst affliction, is growing exponentially at a rate that is almost unbelievable. And so those are some things we talk about frequently here on the show, and we'll continue to do so. This headline, Supreme Court reverses Oregon's decision to punish bakers, and a victory for Sweet Cakes Bakery and Melissa and Aaron Klein. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court sent their case back to the Oregon Court of Appeals with a directive to consider the High Court's 2018 ruling in the masterpiece, Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission. That's an issue we talked about as well on the show. Many of you tracked that story with Jack Phillips. Matt Staber of Liberty Counsel would join me in a few minutes to talk more about the connection between the two and what this means for religious freedom. Harvard study reveals religious upbringing better for kids' health and well-being. Originally published in October of last year, the article really does bring back to life a very important issue. Recent Harvard study reveals that children who had a religious upbringing are likely to be healthier and have a higher degree of well-being in early adulthood than those who did not. The study conducted by the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health and released last month shows, this is again speaking from last October, shows a link between a religious upbringing and better physical and mental health in young adults. Researchers finding that people who attended religious services weekly or practiced prayer or meditation daily in their youth reported having a higher life satisfaction and positivity in their 20s. Individuals were found also less likely to smoke, to have symptoms of depression, use illicit drugs, or have sexually transmitted infections than people engaged in less regular spiritual practices. The first author, Ying Chen, in the university press release about it said, "These findings are important for both understanding of health and our understanding of parenting practices. Many children are raised religiously, and our study shows that this can powerfully affect their health behaviors, their mental health, their overall happiness and well-being. The researchers followed 5,000 young people for between 8 to 14 years, controlling the variables such as maternal health, socioeconomic status, and histories of substance abuse or symptoms of depression. Results show that those who went to religious services at least once a week as children were about 18% more likely to report higher levels of happiness as young adults between the ages of 23 and 30 than those who did not. They were also shown to be 29% more likely to volunteer in their local communities and 33% less likely to engage in the use of illicit drugs. And on it goes. It's a three-page article. I'm not going to read it all to you. But in addition, data from the Pew Research Center shows religiosity among Americans consistently declining for the past five generations, with 36% of millennials born between 1990 and 1996 unaffiliated with any religion. By contrast, only 11% of those of the Silent Generation, as it was called, born between 1928 and 1945, according to Pew, were unaffiliated with any religion at all. John Cadle, or Cadle, a senior from Minnesota at George Washington University, said he thinks the decline is because young people today are too distracted. He blames technology as the source of the problem. He says where once it was a family activity every Sunday, now it's about football and Fortnite. Referring, of course, to the popular online video game for children and teens, parents even started hiring tutors for their kids to play the games. There are too many distractions in our culture today, he said, compared to past generations. And another student at George Washington University, Hunter Wilson, agreed, saying the decline in the importance of religion among young people is the result of changing values between generations, with the combination of religion not being taught as much in the home. In addition to its declining presence in the public square, it's easy to understand how religion's declining in importance among my peers. Wilson comes from the state of Michigan. And there's more to it. You can check it out at dailysignal.com. Also, I think it's at stream.org if you want to check it out. They're interesting findings. And yet, of course, there are also studies and other dynamics that are coming into play. I just saw a piece, that one also, I think, was on Stream, about a renewed interest among young people as the church has changed its modality, if you will. I'll call it that. It's perhaps its style of worship and its approach to bringing people into fellowship and genuine Christian worship. So we know this much. The Lord Jesus said he would build his church. And he didn't say to the point where it won't be effective anymore. No, he said he will build it to the point where even the gates of hell cannot withstand it or prevent its effectiveness. So the church is very much well and alive, but is understandably undergoing metamorphosis all the time. And I love the old motto of, Youth for Christ? Anchored to the rock, but geared to the times. Anchored to the rock, but geared to the times. I think that says it well.
Highland Park Christian Academy summer program starts Monday, June 24th and runs until August 9th. The summer program hours are from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. This seven-week program will contain four bi-weekly sessions serving potty-trained 2-year-olds through 12-year-olds. The summer program includes academic enrichment in math, science, and reading language arts and crafts, projects, and weekly field trips. For camp fees, registration, and for more information, call 301-773-4079. That's Highland Park Christian Academy, 301-773-4079.
She said, "We need to talk." She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives.
The Everyman's Battle Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 12th through the 14th. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Hey, D.C., need collector car insurance. Only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car. Quote at Hagerty.com/East or with your local agents.
Hi, Norm here with A-Action Home Services. Problem solved. That's been A-Action's motto since 1976. Did you know our average employee has been with us for over 16 years? Combine that with constant training and complete customer focus, and you'll get a great reputation for outstanding service. If you need air conditioning, plumbing, or electrical work, call A-Action, and you too can say, problem solved. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
Do you need to sell your house yesterday? Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sale strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
The advice that she gives, if you listen to it, you do what she says, you'll sell your house in a hurry. Christy would get the house sold, and that's really what we were after. Our house sold in 3 days. We listed and ended up with $9,000 more than we were asking for the house. We were delighted with that. Everything was handled just in an incredible professional way.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. As I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, in light of its earlier decision in June of last year in the so-called Masterpiece Cake Shop case involving Christian baker Jack Phillips, the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday sent the Sweet Cakes Bakery case back to the Oregon State of, Court of Appeals. And ordered the judges in the Oregon court to apply the high court's decision regarding the Phillips case. So all of that is going to be more understandable as it's explained by my guest in just a moment. Matt Staver is founder and president of Liberty Counsel. It's a 501c3 nonprofit litigation, education, and policy organization. It's been helping people for many, many years. Their website's lc.org and libertycounsel.com. Matt, welcome, and tell us first, if you would, about the Oregon case and how it relates to the earlier case with Jack Phillips and why that's an important connection.
Well, the Oregon case is essentially a mirror image of the last year's Masterpiece Cake Shop case with Jack Phillips. Ann and Melissa Kine, they owned Sweet Cakes by Melissa. which was a bakery, and they baked a wide variety of goods. They sold these goods to whoever wanted to purchase them. But when they were approached to make a special cake for a same-sex ceremony that obviously conscripts their artistic talents and focuses them to celebrate an event that is contrary to their religious values, namely a same-sex wedding, they said, no, we can't do that, just like Jack Phillips. And they ultimately were the targets of a discrimination claim. The Oregon Bureau of the same equivalent to what was in Colorado for Masterpiece ultimately found that they were in violation of the state law regarding non-discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity, and ultimately ended up fining them $135,000 for non-compliance. They wanted them to begin issuing these wedding cakes to same-sex couples, go through a education program, and they said, we can't do that. So they ended up eventually shutting down their bakery, really run out of business, and were fined $135,000. Then the state of Oregon amazingly went into their bank account and literally raided their bank accounts to take from their personal bank accounts their fine of $135,000. That case then was appealed. In the meantime, the Masterpiece Cake Shop case last June of 2018 was handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court. And in that decision, they ultimately sided with Jack Phillips. Why? Because the decision makers in that case ultimately made negative, nasty, disparaging marks regarding Jack Phillips' Christian faith. And they said, you have to be neutral. You can't do that. They didn't give him a second bite of the apple. They said, it's reversed in favor of Jack Phillips. Well, the same thing happened in the other case with Sweet Cakes by Melissa. They criticized them and their Christian values, and they blasted their Christian beliefs, just like Jack Phillips. But unlike what the Supreme Court did, they ignored the Masterpiece Cake Shop case. So the Court of Appeals for Oregon sided against Aaron and Melissa Klein, and the Oregon Supreme Court just decided, well, we're not even going to touch it. We're just going to let it stand. They wouldn't even review the matter, notwithstanding what the Supreme Court had said. So the case was petitioned to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court took a lot of time to review this over the last several weeks. But they decided yesterday that they would, what they call, grant the petition, grant the relief requested, vacate, set aside the order, and direct the Oregon Court of Appeals to go back and apply the Masterpiece Cake Shop case that the Supreme Court decided last year. Without telling them exactly how to write the opinion, they're telling them, you need to apply the case, and when you do, the case ought to be dismissed, because the record has the same kind of animosity towards Christian faith that was demonstrated in Jack Phillips, which is what the Supreme Court decided on this matter. So it's a great victory for the Kleins. It's not fully over because they now have to go back, but the handwriting should be on the wall. And if the Court of Appeals does not do what it's supposed to do, then it'll go back up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And essentially, the Supreme Court is saying, without saying so, apply our case, dismiss it. But if you don't, it's going to come back. We'll likely accept this case, and you're not going to like our response. That is, the state of Oregon's not going to like the response of the U.S. Supreme Court. So that really is where this case is. It's a great victory for the Kleins, but it's also another great victory for religious freedom. But again, the underlying issue, the substantive merits of whether or not freedom of religion trumps this LGBT agenda, or freedom of speech trumps the LGBT agenda, that still is an unresolved question. They have not decided that specific case head on. A case will soon be, I believe, go to the Supreme Court in which they will decide that head on, and it could be within the next year or two.
Now, do I understand from what you've said, in both these cases, part of the problem that gave basis for the appeals and ultimately the Supreme Court ruling was really the words that were used, the pejoratives, nastiness that was directed by the judges or by the commission toward these people. Had they been able to bite their tongue, so to speak, would it have changed anything?
Yes, it would. It would not have been decided on those case on that matter, and that's why this does not finally dispose of the underlying issue. So what can happen following the Masterpiece Cake Shop case and the Melissa Klein Sweet Cakes by Melissa case is that you could come to the same exact result, saying that you violated the law based on sexual orientation, gender identity, by not conscripting yourself to celebrate a same-sex marriage. They could say that that's a violation. And they could say nothing about your faith. Mm-hmm. They could just simply bite their tongue, have the same views in mind, the same result reached, but they just bite their tongue. And therefore, the record is clean of those kinds of nasty remarks. That is the issue that ultimately has not yet been decided, because these two cases have the same thing. The decision makers can't help themselves but to slam Christianity and slam the Christian faith about how much of a bigot you are and how discriminatory you are not to celebrate and promote same-sex marriage. And it's all because of your faith and your religion, the outdated, antiquated beliefs that you have. And that's essentially what's poured over in these cases. That's what Jack Phillips was essentially decided on, and that's what they're telling the Oregon Court of Appeals. We found the very same thing in this record, and you need to go back and apply it. But, like I say, if you have a clean record where someone has the same result, but they bite their tongue, they have the same animosity and hatred toward Christianity, but they simply are remaining silent, that's the case that needs to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, because that then puts front and center the clash between religious freedom and free speech in this radical LGBT agenda. I believe, without question, freedom of speech and free exercise of religion ought to win the day, hands down. But that's a decision, that's a case that has not yet been decided by the high court yet.
Now, what happens to Melissa and Aaron's $135,000 if, in the end of all of this, they come out being totally vindicated and justified and their case cleared? Do they get their money back, let alone with interest?
They would get it back, and certainly the attorneys in the case should, and I'm sure they will, argue that they ought to get it back with interest. The government can't hold your money wrongfully, as in this case, and then not pay you interest on it. So, yes, they will get that money back, but they ought to get it back with interest. And they ought to, you know, here's the other problem. Jack Phillips, you know, won the case at the Supreme Court. Well, he was set up again by another homosexual. And then he was set up again. He's now facing his third discrimination complaint by a transgender. So we need to put an end to that kind of harassment, because they'll just come back again and again to try to harass you and shut you down and overwhelm you, and that needs to stop.
What happens with the Arlene's Flowers case out of Washington State with Baronell Stutzman? Is that that was back in 2013. She refused to make a floral arrangement for a client. And, of course, she, I think, lost her entire business over it, did she not? I guess she's going to appeal, but what's the status of that, and is that related to all of this?
She hasn't lost her entire business over it yet, because the case is still moving through the court system. It went up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court sent it back in light of Masterpiece Cake Shop. That's still going through the system. And, in fact, they just ruled against her, by the way. So that's going to go back up to the U.S. Supreme Court. That case, unlike Jack Phillips, reaches the same result, unfortunately, for Baronell Stutzman, but it doesn't have the same on-the-surface open animosity in terms of the statements. So that case could easily be one of those cases where the Supreme Court takes it whenever it comes up to that level, and it's probably going to be up there within the next year, and then they'll have to decide the case head-on with regards to this clash between free speech, free exercise of religion, and the LGBT agenda.
And that's what you're saying. This is really the ultimate case of some sort that the high court needs to rule on once and for all.
Absolutely. And, you know, in Baronell Stutzman's case, I mean, I've met all of these people. Jack Phillips, I've met the Stutzman, Baronell, I've met the Kleins, Aaron and Melissa. These are individuals that were just going about their everyday business and calling and using their talents for the Lord. And then this controversy hit right there in front of them. None of them have any animus or hostility toward anyone. They've served anybody who comes before them, but they cannot and will not be a part of celebrating and promoting a same-sex ceremony that's contrary to the Bible and to their faith. And in Baronell Stutzman's case, I know when she describes it, she says she stands to lose everything, her home, her farm, where her kids and grandkids are able to come. She stands to lose the entire thing. But one of the things that she won't lose her faith in Jesus Christ, and she's not going to be unfaithful to him. And that's why she's in this situation. So that's the case, or a case like it. That's the issue that ultimately needs to be decided by the high court.
And that's why we like to encourage folks to pray for these cases, but also partner with organizations such as yours, because your organization is one of those that gets involved in these, and you do so much work pro bono. Take this 30 seconds to just mention the importance of people's prayers and their partnership financially if they choose to do that.
Well, certainly pray for these people and so many others out there. Liberty Counsel is on the front lines representing and helping all kinds of people that have unbelievable assaults on their religious freedom. And we realize this is a spiritual battle. So we cover your prayers for them, for our cases, for our clients, and for our staff, because we're under attack as well. And we also ask that, you know, people partner with us and become part of the answer, the solution. To help LC.org, you can make online donation right there. And you can also commit as a monthly supporter of Liberty Counsel right there on the donate page and be part of a solution rather than sit on the sideline and mourn and see what's going on. And it's terrible, yes. But you know what? God has called us all together to work together for this moment in history. And we certainly pray for you and ask that you pray for and partnership with this ministry as we advance religious liberty, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family.
Thank you, Matt. We'll talk again.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matt Staver, founder and president of Liberty Counsel, LC.org, the website he gave. And I often think, God forbid, but who knows which one of us next may need this kind of help. So I encourage you to check those websites out. LC.org, LibertyCounsel.com gives you more information about the organization as well.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Tim Allen returns as Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story 4 and talks about the new character, Forky.
He's innocent, but he's got a personality tick that he thinks he's trash because he's literally made of trash. His point of view is so fresh for this because he's a throwaway. So it makes him very special to humans, not so special to himself. It's a tremendously illuminating plot. I just love where they're going with this.
Toy Story 4, rated PG. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor. Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Are you looking to move to a bigger home? Are you worried about how you're going to sell your house and buy the next one without being homeless or having to pay for two homes? I'm Christy Moore, founder Local Expert Realty. Our proven system includes our guaranteed move-up program. If you're looking to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday, and the house was sold by Monday. We listed the house for $939, and we ended up getting $970. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things, too, that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
It's a weird thunderstorm watch in effect until 10 p.m. A flash flood watch runs through this evening. Humid tonight, a couple of showers and a heavy gusty thunderstorm, especially early. Watch for flash flooding, low 72. Mostly cloudy and humid tomorrow into tomorrow evening with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. High tomorrow 84, low tomorrow night 73. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Hey folks, as we've been telling you all this month, you can cure a child of leprosy for just a one-time gift of $30 to American Leprosy Missions. I kid you not. Leprosy is a serious scourge in some 16 nations of the world, and American Leprosy Missions has been working in these areas of need for over 100 years. But it only happens because of what you're doing in a campaign such as this one. Our goal is 1,000 children to receive the desperately needed cure for leprosy. So far, you've provided for 653 of those kids in just a couple of weeks that we've been doing this together, but we still have a goal to go of another 347 boys and girls who desperately, desperately need what we're asking you to do. A gift of $30 cures one child, 60 cures two, 90 cures three. Whatever you can give, my goodness, that's all we would ask you to do. And would you do it right now as we go to the campaign?
The following program is sponsored by American Leprosy Missions.
No one wants to buy their goods.
They're pulled away from everything that makes them human and dignified.
In many cases, the health workers are unable to be able to help them. If we don't help them, no one else would help them.
That's exactly right. I mean, think about that for a second. If Christians, if believers don't solve this problem, if we don't provide the cure, do you think there ever is going to be a telethon on television for leprosy? I mean, the world joins us in many compassionate things, and it's good. I'm glad. But this one is sort of ours to do. This one is sort of an inside job. I mean, if we don't do it, it's not going to get done. The world is simply not going to participate in this. But those of us who are believers, we can say, now, this is not just what would Jesus do. This is what did Jesus do. Jesus did that. And we can do it together with us today, with WAVA, with WAVA today, with each other today, and can provide the cure for leprosy to a child that is suffering. The phone number is toll-free, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, or online at WAVA.com.
You know, the longer I live, the more I realize that we, and I'll speak generally, I dare say most of us as believers really don't understand the relationship between our current lives and the eternity that we're headed toward. By that, I mean Jesus made it very clear that everything I do in this life has consequence for eternity. In fact, good, bad, and indifferent, so to speak. Paul said, we all know it. If you know your scriptures at all, he said, the day will come when all of us will stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the things we've done while in our bodies, whether good or evil. And that is not a judgment for salvation. That's been settled at the cross.
Right.
If you're a follower of Jesus Christ and you've received him as Lord and Savior, he is that. He is your Savior eternally. But when we, and the great white throne judgment, much later on in the prophetic line, if you will, or flow, is for the wicked dead who have never repented and refused God's mercy and grace. But the judgment seat of the believers is the occasion when we all will stand before Christ and we will give an account of ourselves. Nobody else will give that account for me. No, you know, no one else
right.
is going to give the account. Nobody's going to be standing beside me. It's a one-on-one as I stand before my master and he asks me how I handled the resources, opportunities, and gifts that he gave at my disposal. And that last point is very important. It's at my disposal. By that, I mean I can use it all for myself. Mm-hmm. I can use it all for myself. I can use it for self-interests. I can use it for temporary and temporal moments and goals, or I can think eternally. I remember a Bible teacher they brought to our college when I was in a college as a student training for the ministry, and his theme, his whole theme was living your life now in light of eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole teaching in the chapel services for a week was on that subject of living my life in such a way as to keep eternity always as the dominant goal of everything I did and said and every place I went. And as I say, part of it's age. The older I get, the more I realize I'm on the far end of the continuum now, as opposed to when I was 19, 20 years old in college.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, I look and I see that everything we do here as a station, everything that Salem Broadcasting does, everything that Scott does with ALM, it all has the imprimatur of eternity mm-hmm. on it, whether we recognize it or not. And so I'm encouraging you to think in that regard, not only saving a life of a child for now, but that's an eternal soul we're talking about. That's a boy or girl who is destined to live eternally. And while we want to save them from leprosy, as Scott has so well said several times in this campaign, that is the key that opens the door to their heart so that the real life-saving truth of the gospel can be presented to them. And obviously, they're going to listen more carefully as a village, as individuals, when the dreaded disease that has been decimating them is dealt with through medicine. And then we have the legitimate opportunity to speak Christ to them.
You know, I was recently in, look at the phone number real quick again. It's 1-800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. I was just about 2 months ago in Africa again, and it always takes me by surprise. It shouldn't, because I know it's true, but it always still takes me by surprise when they say, okay, we're going to a village and we're going to sit and talk to the chief. And I think, am I in a movie from a Go Times? Am I in a movie from a long time ago? There are still villages, and there are still tribes, and there are still chiefs. Like one guy that runs he's the boss of them. I mean, one guy that is the boss of 2,000 people.
I've met several of those kings just in recent trips.
It's just like that. And it's absolutely so hard to explain when you come back to the States. It's like, no, it's for real. It really is the way it is. And so when you have the attention of the chief.
That's right.
The whole village will follow. And so when a child inside a village is cured of leprosy and the chief says, okay, listen to everything these people say, we have a massive opportunity to share the gospel. And so you can make that impact today. You can have that impact today. I used to say some can go and some can give. But actually by giving, you are going.
That's right.
By giving, you are sending the love of Jesus. You are Christ's hands and feet in another part of the world. You are doing that today, together with American Leprosy Missions. Call right now. Our goal is still $1,200 left in this half hour to cure a total of 50 kids. The phone number is toll-free, 800-979-1980.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, stocks finished with some solid gains this Tuesday. The Dow up over 350 points. The S&P 500 was up around 28 points, while the NASDAQ was up nearly 110 points. Stocks rallied after President Trump said on Twitter that he had a very good phone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping and plans to have an extended meeting with him at next week's G20 summit. That news sent stocks soaring. President also tweeting about comments made by European Central Bank President Mario Draghi, who said that the ECB may lower rates and provide more stimulus. President Trump said that such a move would be unfair to the U.S. and accused the ECB of manipulating currency. On the economic front today, the Commerce Department said that new residential home construction fell unexpectedly, although the drop came from upwardly revised April figures. And oil rallied today amid optimism between the U.S. and China possibly reaching a trade deal and amid reports that OPEC and other producers may reach a deal to extend a production cut. Oil up $1.97 to $53.90 a barrel. That's your money now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing." Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980.
Or give online at WAVA.com. Keyword heal.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Sir. Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday, and the house was sold by Monday. The listed house for $939,000, and we ended up getting $970,000. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things, too, that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
The Bible. For years you've been reading it. Now you can experience it at Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. Inside this 430,000 square foot museum, you will find over 1,200 biblical artifacts, high-tech attractions, and interactive exhibits that will engage the entire family and bring the Bible to life in a whole new way. Plan your visit today at museumofthebible.org and experience it for yourself.
Gotta tell you, we are making a difference one child at a time.
You know, we are, and it's such an amazing thing to be able to do together, that we have the opportunity, that God gives us the opportunity, that He blesses us so that we might bless others. He gives us the opportunity to make a difference, to be His hands and feet, that we get a chance to go out and do that. You know, I'm from the great state of Texas, and of course, most people make fun of that because we can be sort of obnoxious about our state. We love our state, and we believe everyone who lives in Texas, two kinds of people, the people that were born there and the people that got there as fast as they could. I mean, we really, really believe that about the place where we live. But you know what? I would hate for it to be true that I'm a greater ambassador for my regionality than I am an ambassador for my faith. Wouldn't that be a shameful thing? That for me, the motivating thing is much more that I am a Texan or that I am American or that I am whatever group you are in. I am a Republican or I am a Democrat or I am an Independent or I'm white or whatever it is. Wouldn't it be something, wouldn't it be horrible if those things, through our words and deeds, it becomes clear that those things are actually more important to us than his kingdom, that our comfort, that our club is more important to us than his kingdom. And so every now and then we have a chance to set those things aside and to say, you know what, it doesn't. This is not a Democrat thing or a Republican thing, not a conservative thing or a liberal thing. It's not a black thing or a white thing or a brown thing. Can you still say brown? It's not about any of those things. This is a God thing. This is a Christian thing. And today we have a chance to be Jesus with skin on to people half a world away and provide the opportunity for them to be restored in dignity for the rest of their life simply because you were kind enough to make a $90 one-time gift or a $60 one-time gift or even a longer period of time. Maybe you want to do $30 a month for the next 12 months, or maybe you want to do $100 a month for the next 12 months, whatever that amount is. Or maybe you count up the number of kids or grandkids you have and say, you know what, I really want to cure that many kids of leprosy. I have 5 grandkids. How much is that? That would be $150. I have 10 grandkids, or I counted up my kids and grandkids, and it totaled 10. That's a $300 one-time gift. So it's not about how much any one person gives, but it's about how many of us will say, I want to be a part of it today. So today, don't miss the opportunity. Only about 11 minutes left in this half hour. We still have $900 left to get us to curing 50 kids of leprosy in this half hour. So how much of that would, maybe you check a half of that right now. Somebody do $450, somebody else do $300, somebody else do $150. Just 3 calls right now, we'll get it done at this number, 1-800-979-1980. 800-979-1980.
And years ago, somebody said, if you really want to know where you are in terms of kingdom obedience, kingdom investment, whip out your checkbook and take a look over the last, even say, 90 days or whatever, certainly over a year's time.
Right.
It is a report all its own as to what I thought I was doing versus what I really was doing in terms of kingdom investments. And remember, the Lord Jesus said that if we are willing to entrust our resources to him, he will make sure that there is adequate recompense, if you will.
Right.
Peter said, Lord, we've forsaken everything. We've left everything to follow you. What's in it for us? What shall we have, therefore, is the King James. And that's the classic occasion that we preachers often refer to when Jesus said, Peter, there's not a one of you who's left. And then he lists the various means of investment, houses, lands, family members, for my sake and the gospel, but what you'll be repaid, not 20%, that would be a good margin any day on Wall Street, 100-fold in this life and the life to come. So all I'm saying is that Christ takes note of what we invest, and he understands that if we will give it as unto the Lord, whether it's $5 or $1 or $1,000, he said, verily I say to you, you know, truly, truly I tell you, if someone gives a cup of cold water in the name of a prophet, he will receive his reward. And I have a saying I've used for years, heaven keeps very good books. So make your gift, would you? Make it now. 800-979-1080. 800-979-1980. Online at our website, WAVA.com. Just a few minutes remaining in this hour. Make the call now.
Hi, Norm with A-Action. When you call A-Action, I'm the one that listens and assesses your customer need. I then assign the appropriate technician. Next, I monitor your call to be sure we have met our scheduling commitments and have the right parts to help solve your problem. When complete, we follow up to make sure that the job has been done right. At A-Action, customer satisfaction isn't just a concept. It's in our DNA. Give us a call at 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me. Jesus said, I am willing. Are you willing?
You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980.
Or go to WAVA.com, keyword heal.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust. Someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
If you are interested in free speech,
this decision is disappointing and troubling.
If you are interested in religious liberty,
they're being incarcerated for one reason only. It's his faith.
If you want your constitutional freedoms protected,
the court clearly overstepped its authority.
Tune in to Jay Sekulow Live.
The court instead rewrote the law, something they do not have the constitutional power to do.
Weekdays at noon on WAVA.
Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll is heard weekday mornings at 6:30 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of Life-Changing Talk Radio. Come join us for New Life.
Don't miss In Touch with Charles Stanley weekday mornings at 8:30 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
I am very depressed and I don't want to live. If I could die, that would be the best thing for me.
The best thing for me would be to be dead. I would rather be dead. Sort of we kid around about stuff and say, kill me. Kill me now. When you're going through a bad, weird thing, you're in a bad meeting and you text a friend. You say, I'm stuck on a conference call from, you know, Hades. Kill me now. Shoot me. What she's saying is, she means it, though. She's saying, I would rather be dead than have leprosy. Today, you can restore her to dignity. You can restore all these to dignity. Every single gift you make today is going to cure a child, a person, a mom, or a dad of leprosy. And we still have moments left for you to call this number. They say we said the phone number too fast, so I'm going to say it really slowly. It's an easy number, though. It's 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. $300 cures 10 kids of leprosy. $600 cures 20 kids of leprosy. We still have 35 kids left. We want to cure this half hour. So how many will you cure? Call right now. 800-979-1980.
And as we move toward the end of the hour, thank you for what you've done so far. I mean, you have made a huge life-saving difference in the lives of so many children and adults. ALM ministry ministers to all ages, adults as well as children, but we focus on the children intentionally because if we can catch this disease early on, we spare them the disfiguring effects that never can be reversed in most cases once they've happened. And so we really want to get to the children, but also they certainly never turn away an adult who needs the help as well. Your gift of any amount is going to make a difference when you call that number. And again, it's toll-free, 800-979-1980. One more time, 800-979-1980. And yes, you can give online at our website, wava.com. Thank you for doing it right now. God bless you.
Need your air conditioner tuned up? Call A-Action and get your AC service for $59. That's right, $59. Call 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA-FM and HD1 Arlington. Life change.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.